taxi. Mm-hmm. Airport, please.
Great. Which country? Where are you headed to?
I'm going to...
The culture, that's include everything. The food, the languages.
I love variety of local dialects.
They are very, very kind people.
Friendly.
Very disciplined people.
And hospitable.
I love nature. It's full of varieties. It contains Sahara, jungle, lakes, rivers, coasts.
The highway, Chalus, very beautiful. The Caspian Sea, beach.
Kish.
Mashhad is very beautiful. Holy city.
I like handcrafts, more especially pots.
Chiseling.
I love the food very much.
Like
kurma sabzi.
Chulu kebab.
Iran, your attractive destination. In the name of God, dear listeners, welcome to the 10th week episode of the series, Iran, Your Attractive Destination. Today we become familiar with a waterfall, a museum, and a bird's park and complex in Tehran. Stay tuned. The populous city of Tehran maintains a number of unique tourist attraction sites. Additionally, city officials have made use of the scenic landscapes in Tehran, creating a number of parks in this metropolitan city. In northeastern Tehran, at the heart of Lavizan forested region, one of the largest complexes for residents of birds is situated, which is popularly known as the Birds Park. It covers an area of roughly 23 hectares, forming an appropriate habitat for a diverse range of bird species. Currently, 6,500 birds of 55 different species are kept in this complex. In the first site of this complex, a number of birds are on display which are more compatible with the existing environment. One of the unique features of this complex is the freedom of birds, such that almost 90% of these birds are kept in open space areas outside cages. The visitors to this park find a chance to see beautiful white swans, pelicans, flamingos and colorful gooses and ducks from a short distance. One of the unique features of this park of birds is its unique and beautiful design. The courtyard of this park is comprised of cobblestone path, surrounded with beautiful trees and flowers. Shades made of wood, cane and straw with a diverse range of designs, wooden arbors and billboards, small and large waterfalls and smartly designed wooden ponds and bridges are observed in abundance within this park. This park is made of two sections. The first section is the habitat of birds which are caged and do not maintain the ability to fly. The second phase, which covers a smaller area, is located in the northern corner of this park. It is home to birds which are capable of flying. A variety of parrots and pigeons are kept in this phase. Within this phase, visitors can see predator birds, In addition to birds that usually live in mountainous regions and plains and water birds, only bird species such as parrots and predator birds should be caged. The last terminal of this park has been allocated for African and Iranian ostriches. Each cage or open air space belongs to a particular bird, the names of which have been written in English across the installed boards. In the northernmost corner of this park, caged predator birds capture the attention of visitors, including a number of eagles. Also, a number of vultures, owls and hawks can be observed. In the midsection of this park, peacocks, pelicans and flamingos meet the eye. This region is surrounded by a number of waterfalls and large ponds, which have created an awesome and scenic landscape. In the southern part of this park, well-known water birds such as ducks, black and white swans and gooses capture the attention of every viewer. Dear listeners, the first phase of this park was launched in the year 2013. In the Park of Birds, welfare facilities such as restaurants, arbors, power-driven machines and children's fairground have been taken into consideration for the visitors. Also, a location for quarantine and medical treatment of birds has been considered in this park to keep the donated birds in check and to allow them entry to the park after confirmation of their health. Part of today's episode, a museum which is situated with an orchard covering an area of 3 hectares in eastern Tehran is introduced. Iran is home to a diverse range of historical monuments and cultural heritages, the majority of which have been enlisted as global heritages and are known to all. In this museum, small models of Iran's historical and tourist attraction sites are on display for the public, which familiarize the visitors with Iran's ancient civilization and history. 12 small models of historical and tourist attraction sites, which have been made by Iranian artists, are on display in this museum, such as Bam Citadel, Bistun Inscription, Pasargad Historical Monument and the tomb of Sheikh Safiuddin Ardabili. This museum also accommodates a gallery and a library which display books and photos related to historical monuments. Tehran Waterfall is situated on the foothills of Elbrus mountain range, forming a bond between man and nature. The lower part of this waterfall looms over an intact and peaceful scenic landscape. The stone-made stairs, originate from the parking lot and head to the waterfall. The first thing that meets the eye within these paths is a beautiful pond which ushers in countless natural beauties for the visitors. You can take a rest by sitting with an en route arbor to enjoy the tranquility and silence of this region. From this spot, you can easily view the nearby Cheatgar Lake and can enjoy the sound of water waves shaping in the ponds and waterfall. The water current of these waterfall and ponds originate from forested regions. At the highest altitude of this waterfall, there is an arbor in the middle of which is a small pond. The benches, which have been situated around this arbor, provide an appropriate location for sightseeing. Eight small and large arbors have been situated above this waterfall within different altitudes. The first three ponds are small and the next three ponds are relatively larger. Each of these ponds is covered with different plants. Next to these ponds, lotus flowers are evident. A bit further, palm trees can be spotted. Next to the third lake, a number of cactus plants meet the eye. Also, a number of mulberry, Lombardy poplar, and white poplar trees are evident over there. There are two existing paths for ascending mountains and reaching ponds. The surfaces of these paths are cobblestoned with a number of other minor paths guiding the visitors toward the ponds. A number of small creeks also run through this region, which pour into the orchards and ponds. Dear listeners, thanks for accompanying us in today's journey. Don't forget to tune in with next episode that will be brought to you by IRIB English Radio.